I'm hearing that Sam Jacobs has agreed to a two-year deal at GWS Giants.
You might think big deal. What, did we say that yesterday? No, he did not. He said that on the 17th of September. And he asked that we get that out so he can get some votes.
No, I didn't.
To bring it out so that when we get Source on, you can say that you were the one that broke the news. Sammy Jacobs joins us. Source, welcome and congratulations.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on. And all was in Bali at the time that you dropped that, Tim, and you weren't too far off the mark.
Oh, yes. Hey, look at that. You should see him, Source. He's puffed up now. He thinks he's pretty important.
He is puffed up. Have you signed a two-year deal? Did I get that part right, or have you done a three-year deal?
No, you're right. You're right. It's two-year deal. and hopefully I can keep going a bit longer.
He's got a big pipe in his mouth. He's puffing on at the moment. Hey, it is great because you went from Carlton to Adelaide and you established yourself as the premier ruckman there, and we loved your work there for a long period of time. And then, as happens in footy, the young challenger comes along and Riley O'Brien appeared to just grab that spot. I know you got it back towards the end of the year, but you go to a club that's in the premiership window and they are screaming out for some ruck support. So it's a great fit.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good fit. And obviously, like you said, last year, I went out with the injury. I didn't get dropped. And then Riley came in and played some really strong footy. So it was great to be able to come back into the AFL side at the end of the year. And I guess, prove to myself and I guess the industry as well, that I've still got some good AFL footy left in me. And then, Giants is just a really good fit for me, as you said there. They're right around the mark at the moment, and, Mummy needs a bit of support in there as well. So it's a really good natural fit, and I'm pretty excited to get up there and play with some of those midfield guns.
Was that really important for you, Sam? Well done, by the way. Was that really important to go to a team that was in the window and was going to be contending over the next couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I am obviously still chasing that flag that I had a chance to get yet. So, I had medical with Carlton, which got spoken about. And Tommy, my manager, had a bit of interest elsewhere. But, the opportunity to go up there and play with a club who's going to be, right up there is high up there.
And, Sam, this has just come through from Jonathan out there. Ask Source about the new ruck duo at GWS, Sausage Mumford and Source Jacobs. Was that in your thinking when you chose the Giants?
Not quite, Tim, but I think it's a nice side fit for me and Mummy working together for sure.
He's a big physical ruckman. You've had a couple of injury concerns. How is your body right now? Are you cherry ripe again physically?
Yeah, no, my body's really good. I missed the 8 weeks last year with a bit of a meniscus tear, but I got that removed. And when I got injured, it was sort of almost a bit of relief in a way. Mentally, I was probably not going that well. And, I hadn't missed a game for the best part of 10 years. So it was actually sort of good to have a bit of a break just to get away and actually miss the game again. As halfway through the time I was out injured, I really got the bug back. I got the excitement, the love back, and I was able to finish the year really strongly. So right now, where I sit now, it could be a bit of a turning point in terms of extending my career. So body's really good, and mentally I'm really in a good place too.
Can you give us some insight? Obviously, everyone's been talking about the camp over the last couple of years, and it reached fever pitch, the discussion around it this year too. Can you just give us some sort of an insight as to how unhappy the playing group may have been at Adelaide this season?
Yeah, I'm not going to delve into it too much, but, I guess, the last 2 years has been disappointing, and we haven't got the on-field results that we wanted. But, at the same time, I think it's really overstated, I guess, the situation. We still won 12 games in 2018 and just missed finals. I think it was on percentage. And then last year, we still won 10 games. So it's by no means a disastrous drop-off, but whether it was, maybe we got the most out of the group previously in 17 or whatnot, we were still a tight playing group, and, along with the coaches as well, but, that obviously contributed to it, and then there was a few other things as well. So, change is always inevitable at the club, and I guess that was our time at, last year.
Were you surprised that Tex Walker stood down as captain, Sam?
Probably not so much, just because Tex has copped a lot of the heat over the last 2 years. And he's I think he could really enjoy a fresh change, just to go out and just enjoy his footy and you know, just feed Tex again and, I guess, release the shackles a bit. So, and where he's at in his career is probably good timing as well, as he's about to have another little baby. So I think it'd be a good move for him, and hopefully it means he can go back and play some really good footy as well.
One of our listeners said they saw you flying around the Albert Park Lake recently in pretty good nick. When do you have to report for training? Given that the Giants have gone through to grand final day, they obviously report later, but what's that mean for you?
Yeah, no, I'll start with the young boys' girls. It's all been off. I think our last game was August 25th in Ballarat, which seems like a long time ago now. So I'm chomping at the bit to get up there and, I guess, meet the guys and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I think it's good for me to go up there and take the opportunity to spend time, I guess, with the younger players and the coaches, building relationships before all the main guys come back from their break. So, as mentioned, and your listener is spot on, I was in Albert Lake for a wedding on Friday, so squeezed the run in as well. But I'm looking forward to getting up there and trying a different city as well. It's going to be a big change coming from Adelaide.
Good on you, Sammy. You've been in Melbourne with the Blues, of course. Adelaide Crows are now up there with the Giants. We'll watch with great interest how it unfolds. Good luck with it all.
Yeah, appreciate it, boys. Thanks very much for having me.